Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Let's turn to the national and international media to see what's making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Well, look, there's two issues that are pretty much that we regularly talk about here on News Talk, and they actually take centre stage in two of the broadsheets this morning. That, of course, is it's renting and childcare. So whether or not you're basically a landlord or a tenant, and also people who are actually dropping off their kids later on today, you might want to stay tuned for these two stories, because I'm going to start with the Irish Independent this morning. Their headline there: landlord tax breaks as carrot for long leases. It's an incentive basically by the Fianna Fáil party to try and give tenants security in their own homes. And according to Laura Larkin, who's their political correspondent, landlords who will provide long-term leases for tenants will be in a position to get tax breaks under these proposals. And basically this tax rebate for providing a lease for 5 to 10 years is going to be tabled by the Fianna Fáil party in the budget talks. I think it's an interesting incentive. I think it'll be interesting to see what the response is to this from basically the industry commentators. I'm sure we'll be hearing from them here on News Talk throughout the course of the day. I'd be interested to see how they'll respond to this. And even as a renter myself, something I think the tenants want a lot of the time is basically a security of tenure. Just reading some of the comments already in the front of the Irish Indo this morning from DIT property lecturer Lorcan Sir. He's described the proposal as not a bad idea in theory, but he says it faces complexities around ownership and the rights of landlords to end leases. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more on that story throughout the course of the day. There's also another story out this morning. We mentioned it there in our news bulletin, actually at the very top of the bulletin this morning. It's in the Irish Times, their headline: childcare cost keeping women at home. Look, we hear this story, you know, talked about time and time again. I don't think it's going to come as a major revelation to anyone listening this morning that's paying for childcare costs. But effectively, this ESRI report from the Economic and Social Research Institute that's been published this morning basically says that women are being shut out of the workplace by the high cost of childcare. And look, of course, with the pre-budget proposals that are going to be discussed and tabled and thrashed out over the course of the next couple of weeks ahead of budget 2019, you can probably see that the issue of childcare is going to be a top issue, I think, for some voters this year, particularly if they're living in urban areas and trying to get mortgages and they're paying rental costs. There's a lot more in that story by Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times. In actual fact, it's in all of the papers today, a lot of commentary, but I think that story is going to dominate throughout the course of the afternoon. I'm sure we'll have lots more here on News Talk throughout the course of the day as well. I want to stay with the Irish Times though, because another story they have by their education editor Carl O'Brien: quotas to tackle teacher shortage. Basically, many universities are going to be given quotas on the number of secondary teachers to be trained in some of the key subjects for the first time, and this is basically in an effort to try and ease staffing the staffing crisis in classrooms. The move is I think what it's aimed at doing is trying to reduce the number of students who wish to teach in subjects where there's basically an oversupply of teachers, so subjects like English, geography, history, and then on the other side of that you have more training places would be set aside for students who wish to try and teach subjects where there are basically like the acute shortages of qualified teachers. So areas like maths, Irish, physics, European languages, etc. I think that's a story that it would be interesting today to see the reaction to that, even just from the teaching trade unions, also from the university side of things as well, and what the reaction is from the teaching quarters. I'm sure we'll have more here on that story too today. Also in the Irish Examiner, something a little bit different. He's only basically a day in the job. Their headline: Harris, Garda budget, €30 million in the red. Only took over the position at midnight last night. That's Drew Harris, of course, as the new Garda commissioner, and now facing basically a mounting headache, knowing that cutting the overtime would impact on crucial preventative and investigating policing, and also things like operations against feuding gangs, because the Garda Commissioner has now been handed a budgetary nightmare, according to the paper. The organisation, €30 million in the red, and Garda HQ now warning the corrective action must be taken immediately. The latest Commissioner's report shows that up to €25 million of the overspend is due to overtime and related costs. And also, actually, a little bit later on today, I think this afternoon, it might be a story to watch out for, the Joint Policing Committee is going to take place in Dublin, and there's also interesting stats on that in terms of the level of overtime that's actually been worked by members of An Garda Síochána. Also today, the Times Ireland edition: Sinn Féin's secret guide to achieve unification. Members told to prepare public for a border poll. Information, according to the paper, the secret guide given to members instructs them to tell the public that taxpayers can afford Irish reunification, that people in the north would retain access to NHS-style healthcare, and that there would also be no chaos if partition ended. Apparently, this draft document called the Activist's Guide was distributed at the party's annual think-in yesterday in Cavan, but not made available to the media, but it was seen by the Times Ireland edition, and they have further details on that particular guide on the front of their paper this morning. Also to the tabloids this morning, and it's a story that's in the front of all of the papers. Just to take a look at the headline in the Irish Daily Star today, Ballymaloe shock, devastated. That's the headline there regarding the celebrity chef. Rachel Allen says that she's absolutely devastated after her son was arrested for possession of €30,000 worth of cannabis for sale or supply. The TV Star has also released a statement quoted here in the front of the paper. It's in the front of all of the tabloids, saying that he made a huge mistake which will have profound consequences for him. And there's more on that story on the front of all of the tabloids today. I just want to have a look at some of the other stories though that are making the headlines this morning, because many of you parents out there that are probably have kids returning to school this week, might be an interesting one for you in France. Page 7 of the Daily Mail today. They're doing something a little bit different there. Parents' joy as French school ban on phone is enforced. That's the headline. Kids returning to school in France after the summer break will be doing so without their mobiles. And the move has actually been welcomed by many, because the French government passed this law earlier this year banning phones in all primary and middle schools for the entire day, including breaks, with the exceptions in cases of emergencies and also for kids with disabilities. And there's more on that story in the Mail. Also, if you're somebody who's returning today, or maybe you did so yesterday from Electric Picnic, if you go to the Irish Times on page 2, apparently 10 kilos of rubbish per person left at Electric Picnic. That's what's expected to be collected from the EP site in County Leash in the coming days, according to the group Friends of the Earth. I also want to draw your attention to actually a really interesting story in the Irish Independent this morning. The headline, Wish You Were Here, The Hunt to Find Ireland's Most Cherished Places. Basically, the Royal Town Planning Institute has shortlisted 10 destinations, and the list comprises of Abbey Leaks in County Leash, Cove in Cork, Cork City Centre, Dingle in Kerry, Grand Canal Square in Dublin, the Great Western Greenway in Mayo, Greystones in Wicklow, Kilkenny, and also Loughborough Park in Offaly and Tully Cross in County Galway. You can cast your vote until Friday, October 12th. We want to know, what's your view this morning? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can let us know or get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. And we'll just take one final story this morning, because if you're an early bird and you're tuned into us here today, on page 8 of The Sun this morning, Shoot Down Insomnia in 2 minutes with the US Army Guide. That's the headline. Look, for many people out there who are tossing and turning at night, you're trying to get to sleep, you know you have to get up early in the morning, apparently there might actually be a solution that could have you nodding off within 2 minutes. It's a military technique that soldiers use to try and guarantee that they get shut eye, and it's recently revealed and simply involves imagining that you're floating. The system, which was claimed to work on the battlefield, is said to virtually guarantee that anybody can get to sleep within 120 seconds. Okay, I'm definitely going to try that tonight. Imagine you're floating and you'll be gone within 120 seconds, 2 minutes. Okay, there's one for you to watch today.